you're always by my side. Sometimes in life my peace of mind is thrown into turmoil. Temptations rise and come from every side. And when it seems that all is lost and fear is in my soul, He gives me strength and truth and power to overcome. I need you, Jesus, in the darkness. I need to feel your hand on mine. I want to march with you to victory. I know you're always by my side. The feeling of impending doom that comes when I'm alone, it makes me see how weak I really am. But when you're near and I'm within your fortress made of love, there is no way to lose and victory is mine. I need you, Jesus, in the darkness. I need to feel your hand on mine. I want to march with you to victory. I know you're always by my side. I need you, Jesus, in the darkness. I need to feel your hand on mine. I want to march with you to victory. I know you're always by my side. I know you're always by my side. I know. I've got joy overflowing in the fountain of my heart, and there's peace as abundant in my soul. For the Lord has heard my cry, and He's right here by my side. I've a wonderful Savior for my friend. My goal is not to live the past, but look ahead to God. Yet there are times my eyes begin to when the worries of this life start coming fast and strong, and I must raise my eyes to see the light. I've got joy overflowing in the fountain of my heart, and there's peace as abundant in my soul. For the Lord has heard my cry, and He's right here by by my side. I've a wonderful Savior for my friend. And I have fixed my eyes upon the light of God ahead. Again I realize how great He is. There is hope and courage shining through, and love is in there too. He cannot ever fail, He's always here. I've got joy overflowing in the fountain of my heart, and there's peace as abundant in my soul. For the Lord has heard my cry, and He's right here by my side. I've a wonderful Savior for my friend. I've got joy overflowing in the fountain of my heart, and there's peace as abundant in my soul. For the Lord has heard my cry, and He's right here by my side. I've a wonderful Savior for my friend.
As always, it is good to be with you again today, this weekend, whenever, wherever, however you are listening. It is good to be with you, although I had hoped, as I'm sure you did also, that after these many months, we were finally going to be able to be together in person, gathered together in person. This being the 37th week now, we have not been able to gather. And so there is that kind of sadness that I imagine we all feel, which I imagine was true for the Apostle Paul, noting from his letter to those living in Rome, Romans 1 and 11, he writes, I long to see you. And then also to those in Thessalonica 2 and 17, But as for us, brothers and sisters, after we were forced to leave you for a short time, in person, not in heart, we greatly desired, that can be translated to carry this intense longing. We greatly desired, we carried this intense longing and made every effort to return and see you face to face. But not only was there this great desire, right, this intense longing to gather with others in person, face to face, but what I want us to see is that it flowed from a heart of deep gratitude. We see that again from Romans, just a couple of lines before, Paul writes, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. And then we see that same sentiment flows to those in Thessalonica 1 and 2. He begins, we always thank God for, and then again he says, all of you. Paul, he has this deep longing, I long to see you. Right? We desired, made every effort, we carried this intense longing to see you face to face. Right? But that flows, again, from a place of deep gratitude. I thank my God for all of you. We always thank God for all of you. Whenever, though kept at some distance, for whatever reason, perhaps for many months, maybe even for 37 weeks, however it was, Paul's great desire, his intense longing, flowed from a heart of deep gratitude. And then note, and this is where I want to land today, and yes, I'm going to begin wrapping up. No, we won't be done. I have an invitation at the close today. But notice, it was not only a deep gratitude that flowed from, but with that, it was a deep gratitude that was expressed toward. Right? Not only was it a deep gratitude that flowed from, but with that, it was a deep gratitude that was expressed toward. Again, Paul expresses to those who are in Rome, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. Gratitude expressed. But not just those in Rome. Again, Thessalonica 1 and 2. We always thank God for all of you. Gratitude expressed to those in Corinth 1 and 4, I, Paul, always thank my God for you, you being plural, for all of you. Gratitude expressed to those in Ephesus 1 and 16, Paul says, I have not stopped giving thanks for all of you. Gratitude expressed to those in Philippi, Philippians 1 and 3, I thank my God in all my remembrance of all of you. Gratitude expressed. From 2 Timothy 1 and 3, I thank God as I constantly remember you. Right? Gratitude expressed. To those in Colossae 1 and 3, Paul again expresses thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for all of you. From 2 Timothy 1 and 3, I thank God as I constantly remember you. Gratitude expressed. To those in Colossae 1 and 3, Paul, again, right, thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for all of you. Paul's intense longing, it flowed from a heart of deep gratitude, but not only a deep gratitude that flowed from, but with that, it was a deep gratitude that was expressed toward. Which leads me to ask, for us to consider, what about us? For whom will you give God thanks today? For whom will you give God thanks today? And then with that, to whom will you express your gratitude? For whom will you give God thanks today? And to whom will you express your gratitude? Now with that, it has been our tradition, if you will, it has been our regular practice on the Sunday before Thanksgiving to gather together and create space for sharing our gratitude. And no, we can't do that in the same way this year, but Paul sets, I think, a very important and profound example for us. Right? Expressing his gratitude for his brothers and sisters in Rome, Thessalonica, to those in Corinth, and to those in Ephesus, to those in Philippi, to those in Colossae. Gratitude expressed. And this morning, or this evening, or this afternoon, whenever, wherever, however you are listening, I want to invite each of us to do the same. I'm going to close in prayer in just a moment, and I want to invite you to then take some time. I'm going to sit down and be quiet, and I want to invite you to take some time to sit with God and to offer up your thankfulness, right, your gratitude for others. For the other, for one another. However that works for you. Maybe you give God thanks and you start with those in your home, and then maybe you extend that out toward your larger family, and then maybe you give God thanks for friends before going on to neighbors, and then you pray for the church, not the building, not the 401c3, not the institution, but the church, right? The people, your brothers and sisters in Jesus. However that is for you, and to name them, thank you, God, for Mary, for Brianna, for Nicholas and Mary Grace and Noah, right? And on, for Jan and for Karen and for Cliff and for Aaron and for Linda and for Margie and for Brad and fill in the name, right? Thank you, God. And then we're not done yet. What if you were then to write a letter or to send a note? Gratitude expressed to just one person, to express your gratitude, to spend some time praying, and then one person, maybe two or three, however you feel led, or maybe it's a phone call, right? Letter, note, doesn't have to be elaborate, it doesn't have to take all day, but just simply a word of gratitude expressed to one person, maybe two, maybe three, maybe it's a phone call, maybe not only right now, today, but maybe you make it a practice. Maybe that becomes a daily practice, or maybe weekly, however that works. But like Paul, yes, to offer your thankfulness to God, right? To offer your gratitude for others, for the other, for one another. And then with that, to share, right? Gratitude expressed. So for whom will you now give God thanks? And then with that, to whom will you express your gratitude? Now, today, this week. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for this day that we have for Paul. We thank you for Paul, for his letters, for his life in you, for his example to us, an example of one who relentlessly gives thanks, offering up his gratitude. Gratitude expressed. May we be found the same. In Jesus we pray. Amen.